This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBole.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business here on Enterprise. Now, would you bet on the King of Fruits? A recent claim by the Malaysian Ministry of Agriculture revealed durian as a new source of agricultural wealth, with an estimated global market size of $18.72 billion US dollars in 2019. And a projected reach of $30 billion by 2025, could durian investments be the next wave for financial protection? Durian Capital is a homegrown, modern agro-management company that focuses on the cultivation of Musang King durians. With its recent launch of Malaysia's first licensed durian investment scheme, Durian Capital aims to provide an accessible entry into the lucrative landscape of agricultural investments. On the phone with me right now, I have Afiq Johar. He is the CEO of Durian Capital. Welcome to the show, Afiq.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me here.
My pleasure. I've got so many questions for you right now, but if anybody has followed me on my Instagram or any of my social media feeds, they know that I'm a huge durian fan, and in particular, Musang King durian fan. Tell me how this idea started. Where did it come from?
Sure thing. First of all, it's fantastic to hear that you're a Musang King fan, and I really hope that this conversation today piques your interest. So
it already has, Afiq. That's why I'm calling you.
Sure. So to start off where this idea came from, perhaps I'll give a brief introduction about Durian Capital. So our Durian Capital plantation covers an area of around 570 acres, and we sit in a much larger 3,000-acre multi-crop estate. We've made significant investments to date into infrastructure, such as land clearing and development, roadworks, drainage and irrigation. And we needed to fundraise to support the planting and cultivation of our Musang King trees.
Right.
So after doing our research, we found ourselves with several options. Ultimately, we decided to launch an investment scheme that would be regulated by SSM, or Suruhanjaya Syarikat Malaysia, under the Interest Scheme Act 2016, as it met and ticked off most of the boxes in terms of our business objectives. We wanted to take a more inclusive approach to fundraising by inviting more retail participation, and also in a way democratizing access to the durian industry, which would otherwise be relatively capital intensive in terms of land, machinery, expertise, and out of reach of most Malaysians.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the kind of the plan behind it then, the idea, how the scheme works?
Yeah, sure. So I'll give you a brief summary of our investment scheme. We've priced each investment unit, which is equivalent to one Musang King durian tree, at 10,000 ringgit. And our investment scheme will last for a period of 15 years, during which time investors receive an annual payout of their returns. It takes about 4 to 5 years for a durian tree to mature and start harvesting. So prior to pre-harvest, investors will receive 3% interim yield or dividend until the tree starts to fruit. And once the tree starts to fruit from year 5 to year 15, it will be a 30% share of revenue.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. What about if a horrible idea, but what if the harvest is particularly bad for that year, for example? How would you deal with that?
Yeah, so we have, multiple mechanisms in place to hopefully mitigate or address those risks. First and foremost, we take a proactive approach in conducting frequent analysis and checks of our plantation, as well as the planting progress. And we have an in-house plantation team, which is led by our own scientific advisory committee, where we have our own experts as well as expert advisors from UPM, University Putra Malaysia, who support us on different areas ranging from crop science to pest and disease control. Beyond that, we've also allocated 30% of our trees to be in reserve for replacement.
Right.
Should there be any mortalities or any issues hindering the growth of the trees. Being regulated under the Interest Scheme Act, we're also required to issue a prospectus to our investors every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes a planting progress report by an independent consultant. So investors will be regularly kept up to date and made aware of any issues in a transparent manner. Lastly, I'd like to highlight that it is impossible to guarantee a perfect harvest.
For sure,
It's like looking to a crystal ball.
Yeah.
And no investments are completely risk-free,
mm-hmm.
But we have taken proactive measures to minimize these risks and provide investors with transparency, and we're committed to delivering their projected returns.
Now, let's say I'm asking on behalf of a friend. What are the minimum requirements for investing in something like this?
So the minimum requirements would be 10,000 ringgit.
Okay.
So 10,000 ringgit per tree. At the end of 15 years, cumulatively, investors are projected to receive a 7x return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
And this translates to roughly 14% compounded annualized return.
Mm-hmm.
Payback period would be roughly around the 8-year mark, so midway in the 15-year scheme.
And in terms of investors so far, how's it looking for you on your end? Has there been enough interest?
It's been very encouraging. So we officially launched our Durian Capital Scheme on November 25th.
Yeah.
And we're aiming to raise about 56 million ringgit from both retail and institutional investors.
Right.
So to date, we've achieved close to 6 million ringgit in committed sales.
And when you're talking about retail investment, are we talking about local retail investment or overseas, or a combination of both?
A combination of both. So mm-hmm. I would say a large proportion, well, almost 99% of our investors are local.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, we have received several international investors from Australia, India, as well as the Middle East, Oman, mm-hmm. Oman specifically.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize there was a durian market over in Oman.
Neither did I.
Why do you think that is? How did Oman become a marketplace for durian?
Well, I definitely can't say whether it's become a marketplace, but I think that it's encouraging that via our social media efforts that we've been able to generate interest in these far-flung reaches. And
it probably is
testament to the future, you know, potential of the Musang King industry.
Mm-hmm.
If we fast forward the clock maybe 30 years ago, I don't think any of us here in Malaysia would ever expect or believe that China, as the biggest consumer of durians globally,
right.
would
yeah.
fall in love with the fruit, right?
Yeah.
Even among Malaysians, it's a relatively sometimes divisive fruit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think it is following the trend of a lot of other agro commodities like sandalwood, for example, which mm-hmm. is becoming a lot more mainstream and globally accepted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a quick break here, Afiq. I've got a whole bunch of questions lined up for you when I come back.
Okay.
In particular, I want to touch on China as well. That's something I'm very keen on. You are tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise. I'm speaking with Afiq Johar. He is the CEO of Durian Capital. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. I'm on the phone with Afeeq Johar. He is the CEO of Durian Capital. We're talking about how they're a homegrown modern agro-management company that focuses on the cultivation of Musang King durians. With their recent launch of Malaysia's first licensed durian investment scheme, they hope to provide an accessible entry into the lucrative landscape of agricultural investments. Just before the break, Afeeq, we were talking about, you know, far-flung markets, and I just want to have a quick chat about the Chinese market. Can you talk to me a little bit about growth over there and what demand is like over in China currently?
Sure thing. So you're definitely spot on about the growth of Chinese consumer demand. And overall, if you look at the durian market, I mean, it's seen exponential growth over the last few years, and we're confident that this will continue into the foreseeable future. Most of the growth in the durian space has been driven by Chinese demand, where they import almost 90% of total global import volume. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share some interesting statistics. So in 2019, China imported $2.3 billion worth of durians, and this actually made it the number one imported fruit in China, overtaking cherries.
Wow.
This was a mind-boggling fact to me. And Musang King is regarded as a designer status fruit in China because of its price and also attention to quality. Mm-hmm. And there remains significant room for further growth, as it's estimated that less than 10% of China's population has ever tasted Malaysian durians. So if we were to analyze on a per capita consumption basis, Malaysians are actually the largest eaters or consumers of durians in the world. Mm-hmm. If it were an Olympic sport, we'd be, you know,
multiple gold medal winners.
Multiple gold medalists, the number one ranking in the world. So I think on average, we consume 11 kilos of durians per capita.
Wow.
Whereas in China, in terms of descending order, I think Taiwan and Singapore are the next biggest consumers. Mm-hmm. They average around 2 to 3 kilos per capita. China, meanwhile, despite being the largest consumer overall, their per capita consumption is about 200 grams per year.
Hang on a second. Did you say the Malaysians consume roughly 11 kg per capita?
And that's correct.
The nearest competitors are 2 to 3 kg?
Yes.
My word. We do love that, that durian, don't we? We do love durian.
Yes, we do.
Now, this kind of begs a question. Obviously, With demand, often prices can increase. And we have seen the price of durian across the board slowly over the couple of the last few years go up in price. Is there a worry at some point that it may push up prices to, you know, beyond an area where locals are comfortable with? And if that does become an issue, what is something that you could do to kind of mitigate that issue?
Right. I mean, this is a very good question. So our main priority as an investment company is to generate, I guess, as much sales from the durians as possible.
Correct.
To, in turn, generate returns for our investors. So if the prices of Musang King continue to go up, from our standpoint, it works in our favor, especially for our investors.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, in China, Musang King is considered a designer status fruit. So we do hope that the price continues to sustain to maintain its premium brand positioning. There is a lot of competition, primarily from Thailand, even Vietnam, in terms of new durian varieties. But I think Malaysia has a competitive advantage and clearly a head start in the premium segment. Mm-hmm. So I would actually advocate for prices to continuously move upwards. If you were to give us another example of in the agro space, it would probably be not completely Sharia compliant, but the case with wine and champagne, right?
Yeah.
So we do want to make sure that Musang King can be the champagnes of the durian world. To address the point about accessibility in our local markets, we feel that there will still be sufficient supply of grade B and grade C durians mm-hmm. that can be prioritized as sales for the local market. And these typically command lower prices. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about maybe the technology that's involved with the project in terms of the farming behind it and things like this? I mean, it's a lot of money to raise. With that money that you are hoping to raise, does that also mean that you'll be improving things like R&D and technology and research and how the orchards are being tended to?
Yes, definitely. So the short answer is yes. And like many industries today, agriculture is ripe for disruption. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of these big buzzwords flying around, you know, IoT, blockchain,
drones,
IR 4.0, et cetera, et cetera. But I think we take a very pragmatic view on how we adopt innovation. Mm-hmm. And we also take a very long-term view, as you know, plantation business tends to be long-term in nature. So for us, it's about continuously innovating in terms of not only technology adoption, but also our planting processes and techniques. Mm. So perhaps to start this off first, you know, from the design of our plantation, we designed it utilizing 3D AutoCAD modeling. And we maintain a plot ratio of 36 to 40 trees per acre, which equates to a distance of 10 meters between every single tree. And this is essentially done planning ahead, where we plan to mechanize the harvesting process in the future.
Right, right.
Yeah. And we also have a state-of-the-art seedling nursery that follows national biosecurity guidelines, where every young durian sapling has its own individual drip irrigation system and a QR code. This follows through all the way till the sapling is planted. And again, it will have their own drip irrigation and QR code. This enables us to collect data on the growth and health of every single tree on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And it allows us to also accurately measure, you know, the tweaks that we've made in terms of our planting techniques. So just to give you an example, we started planting our first plot of durians really as an MVP or a pilot about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. At that point, the mortality rate of newly planted trees was hovering around 20%. With the most recent batch of durians we've planted, we've actually been able to bring that down to around 5 to 10% currently.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question, Afiq, about you personally? How long have you been involved in the durian industry?
I've been involved for about 1 year.
Right. And yes, is your background in agriculture?
Unfortunately, no. So I've been a jack of all trades, a management consultant by profession in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And after that, I moved on to help set up a government agency here in Malaysia, MAGIC.
Oh, yes.
Startup agency.
Yes.
And prior to COVID, I was actually in Kazakhstan, where I was the chief fintech officer at the Astana International Financial Center.
That's interesting. Now, that really does open up a whole different set of questions for me as well. What what for you, why durians then, Afiq? What is it about these fruit that attracted you to this idea? Explain to me, please.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in the agriculture space. And I think, especially here in Malaysia, it's often been overlooked, at least over the last couple of decades, apart from a few key sectors such as palm oil, rubber, et cetera, et cetera. So in my mind, although I'm not technically a diehard Musang King fan, but that market has always intrigued me, especially with, I think, a few years prior to COVID, there were a lot of these, what they call durio tourism tours being organized from China to visit durian farms here in Malaysia.
Indeed, yeah.
And after learning more about the durian industry, I strongly believe that durian, specifically Musang King, will be Malaysia's next global commodity.
Afiq Johar, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Open for Business. I have been on the phone with Afiq Johar, the CEO of Durian Capital. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally download it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For Enterprise, I'm Rich Bradbury on BFM 89.9.
Thank you.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.